one day, this other friend from my high school days came to me. He had gotten his PhD in physics. And he visited with me and he said, "Herm, we must do something about the system." "But what can we do?" "Well," he said, "you know, I work now in Peenemünde. And I know all the technology of the V2 gyroscopes and so on." He had become a gyroscope expert. And Peenemünde was site where the V2s were built. Right. And he knew all about it. And he said, "A close friend whose name I would mention to you, who I know very well, who feels like we do politically, has contact to Switzerland and to the American English embassies here in Bern. Are you willing to contribute information that you might have available?" I said at first to him, "No." And then a day later on, he said, "You think it over?" I come back. The day later on, he said, "I can't give you the specification of the swamp which goes in operation on the submarines at such time, at such time." I did that. I gave it to Fritz back where it was operative. And their radar, the existing radar, would not be successful. And I gave him that information. I was very much afraid to do so, sure. Of course, since clearly I would have been shot at once, mm-hmm. you know, since I committed treason. That yeah. was my first act of not only despising this, but committing treason to what was officially Germany.
Mm-hmm.
I did it in the conviction that the interests of Germany are not identical with the interests of the Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
If you have dictatorship, you have a moral responsibility to do whatever you can to bring that dictatorship down,
mm-hmm.
by any means.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't know if the information was at that transmitted. Since this friend of mine, who's also became a state professor, who just recently retired in Munich, and whom I still visit frequently, a few weeks later on came and said, "The man, I won't give you his name, but I know he has been captured and he is in a concentration camp."
His colleague who was to convey the information?
Quite. Yes. Mm-hmm. But he didn't know if he had conveyed the information or not to Switzerland yet. So the man, the carrier of the information, was in a concentration camp to the end of the war, survived it.
Mm-hmm.
During the total aspect of the war, of course, I was afraid that he would squeal under torture,
mm-hmm.
which would have meant I would be done in for. So I purchased myself a gun, a Luger. I couldn't. I had to get on the black market with my Luger, with an intent to shoot myself by the time, when at night time they were banging at the door to pick me up. And it was not pleasant to live that way. The bombing, no food, you know, yeah. and the fear. Well, you asked me about how I was living in Germany.
Yeah.
Interesting, the man, after the war, I found out who the next man was. He was a psychologist, became a well-known psychologist in Germany, and he had been asked by the Nazis to try certain brain conditioning drugs for concentration camp inmates and participate in human experiments. Mm-hmm. And he refused to do so, and for that they put him in the camp.
That was the reason.
That was the reason.
Oh. Yeah. Of course, you didn't know that at the time.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What times, God, whenever I think about it, what times? Why? You ask me what were the social circumstances.
I'm very interested in that.
That must sound like unbelievable stories. It's true, I assure you. It's true.
Yeah.